Evangelicals are being harassed and jailed in Uzbekistan. The Moroccan government cracks down on Christians, and the gospel goes live over the Central African Republic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Opposition facing evangelical churches in Uzbekistan continues to grow, and one missions leader says it doesn't appear to be easing any. Forum 18 reports a church in Tashkent was raided and leaders jailed. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba.
They are charged with the unlawful act to have a service in the registered building, in the registered church, and for having Christian literature that apparently Bible is not allowed anymore, a prohibited book all of a sudden.
Uzbekistan is ranked 10th on Open Doors World Watch list of nations who persecute Christians. Rakhuba says persecution is causing the church to grow, just as it did during his time in the Soviet Union.
Small home churches are starting everywhere. These young people, they want to continue spreading the gospel. Despite of any pressure, they continue carrying the torch and faithfully expanding God's kingdom.
Next, the Moroccan government continues their recent intolerance against Christians with the deportation of 28 Christian workers since the beginning of May. According to Voice of the Martyrs, one recent event involved a police raid of an orphanage. Expat workers who were also foster parents were deported within hours of the raid. Initially, Christians were confused by the sudden hostility, but now they believe it stems from two government officials appointed in January. Pray believers will continue to boldly share their faith at every opportunity. You're listening to Mission Network News. Yesterday marked the U.S. House and Senate passage of the Lord's Resistance Army Disarmament Bill, strengthening U.S. presence in Uganda. Strengthened presence means protection for the country's vulnerable population and restored normalcy. Dale Dielman of Worldwide Christian Schools says they're striving for normalcy too and have
determined communities in northern Uganda as target communities to reestablish or put schools for the first time in communities that have been ravaged by the civil conflict with the rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army.
They selected 15 communities, but peace in this decimated land may be tricky.
How the Christian school can be salt and light in that community, even addressing the child soldier issue, how do you reintegrate children who have carried machine guns instead of pencils?
We turn next to the Central African Republic. The infrastructure of the country is recovering from years of war, and it remains one of the poorest in the world. Most people in the rural areas don't have access to television, the internet, or newspapers. The lifeline to the outside world? HCJB Global's Kurt Bender explains.
Shortwave radio is the main tool used to access news from around the world, and also news from within the country.
3 years ago, HCJB put a shortwave station on the air. Then this spring,
our trip was to install a second transmitter and antenna to use at a nighttime frequency that would extend their broadcast hours into the nighttime hours.
Many have come to Christ through the gospel programs. Bender says there's still a lot to do.
Pray that as programs are being developed within the country, that the producers would have sensitivity to the Holy Spirit on how to take the truth of the gospel and convey it in terms that are culturally relevant.
And the award-winning short film En Tus Manos, or In Your Hands in English, is being used to connect with the youth of Latin America. The film won awards for Best Actor and Best Short Film at the Beverly Hills Film Festival. Now, One Hope, who co-financed the film, plans to distribute it to schools, prisons, and churches, along with their Book of Hope in Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Peru. Pray viewers will respond to the message of the Bible that the film presents in a culturally sensitive way. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Worshiping God is expected of every Christian. Sometimes it's difficult. M&N wants to make it easier with our exclusive E3 CD with your fiscal year-end gift. It features Chris Tomlin, Laura Story, Phillips Craig and Dean, and others singing songs that will encourage, energize, and equip you for worship. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.